This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Marv Rabbeisar, we're continuing our shiur on Tefillah, which is sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Roz, Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nisham Shavon Aliyah. We're up to the fifth part of Psukei Dezimra. V'namlichecha. Negadelcha, u'neshabechacha, u'nefa'erecha, v'nazker shimcha, v'namlichecha. We've said many times, it's kedai to review this and to really have this in your back pocket. Negadelcha. The first part of Psukei Dezimra is braiding, where we take various psukim on similar themes, on rachamim, on nekama, on hoishia, on sevakos, on bitachon, and we braid them together. That's hoidu and yehi chavod. The next part is ashrei, uneshabechacha, where somebody bought a junky suit in a basement bargain store in Borough Park. It looks like a shmata. He says, how do I look? You say, you look like $1 million. Where you take a mekach ra and you praise it. That's ashrei, where we say even the challenges in life, toiv Hashem lakol, it's good. Unifa'ercha is the crown, the pe'er of world history, five stages before the coming of Mashiach, where we learn al tivtechu v'nedivim, do not trust in false prophets. We await Yimloich Hashem Le'elam Le'kaya Tzion. The next stage is Mashiach coming. Mashiach coming. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. It's amazing. For 2,000 years, we had no sovereignty. We had no ability to return to the Holy Land. Now we could go to Yerushalayim. We could have a place to stay in Yerushalayim. We could go to Mekayim Es HaKadoshim. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. The next part, the next Halleluka, is when Mashiach comes, there's a new world order. We praise God from the heavens, we praise God from the earth. The next stage is Tchias HaMeisen. Roimim ois kel begroinam, mecher piyos biadam, lasos nekama bagoyim, yehalu shmoi b'machoel, yefoyer anovim bishua. That is the era of Tchias HaMeisen. And finally, the last Halleluka is the Oilam HaNeshamos. Now, the next part of Psukei Dezimra is V'nazker Shimcha. We are in Vayivarech David, and in V'chari Simayar Bris, we Mahalalim L'Shem Tvartecha, Shem Kahayoyim Azeh. We say that despite all of our success, it's all through the power of Hashem. And now we're up to V'nam Lichecha, which is the Shiras Hayam. That indicates that the main purpose of Shiras Hayam is Adonoyim lahoich le'olam v'ed. Okay? That's the Iker Yisoid of the Shira. Malchus. Malchios. Hashem yimloich le'olam v'ed. Now, says Reb Schwab, that we now begin v'nam lichecha. Now, it's very interesting. Reb Schwab writes that why do we stand up for the Shira? You ever wonder, why do you have to stand up for the Shira? Okay, fine, you're saying the Shira. So why do you have to stand? So Reb Schwab actually says that one needs to stand for the Shira, and the truth is, after you say Vayivarech David, you could sit until you get up to the Shira. You know that? When you say the Psukim of Nechemiah, V'chari Yisumai Abris, you're allowed to sit down. You only stand for Vayivarech David and the Shira. But the minhag is you stay standing because it's too complicated to stand and then sit and to stand. But if you needed to sit, no problem. Now, we say Vayosha Hashem Bayem Ozzam Yam Mitzvah Vayar Yisrael Sinsayim Meis Al Svas Hayam. Really, the Pasuk should not read, Israel saw Mitzrayim dead on the seashore, but rather, Israel saw on the seashore Mitzrayim, that they were dead. That the seashore is not going on the Mitzrayim, it's going on Yisrael. Bayar Yisrael, asvas hayom es Mitzrayim. That's how the Rashbam reads it. By the way, if you want to visit the Rashbam, We're going in a few weeks. Now, I want to tell you an amazing thing. If you want to come on our France trip, I bumped into somebody in this farm store. He said, do you know, he said yesterday, that today they refurbished the kever of Rabbeinu Tam. It happened yesterday. And they created a new visitor center in Ramarupt. So for the first time in 1,500 years, no, excuse me, in 1,000 years, they refurbished Rabbeinu Tam. Just happened. Anyway, Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdai. Now here's a big question. They believed in Hashem. I don't understand. You call that emuna? Emuna is when you're in trouble, and even though you don't see any sign of salvation, you have emuna. But when you see the Egyptians dead on the seashore, that ain't emuna. That's ri'ya. Why is that called emuna? Oh, vayaminu b'Hashem, Moshe avdai. Emuna is when you're in a difficult situation, even though you don't know how you're going to get out, you trust in Hashem. But why would you call it after Vayiru Amas Hashem, they feared a Vayar Yisrael Vayaminu? That doesn't make any sense. They saw and had Emuna? You can't have Emuna until you see. Now, Reb Schwab says that Emuna chain is affected from knowledge. Emunah is only something that you don't see, b'chush. So it says, Hayam bakata lufneim. The sea split before them. So they saw with their own eyes how the water piled up on the right and the left side. So how could you call the vayaminu? They saw it. So Schwab says, no, we're misunderstanding Emunah. When we say vayaminu b'Hashem, doesn't mean they had Emunah then. But when they were traveling in the Yam, and they were in a situation that at any moment the Yam could go back to its Esanai and fall on them, they had great fear, and they realized a wondrous understanding that Ribbono Shel'Olam is caring for them, taking care of them, the Ribbono Shel'Olam is protecting them, and it became so ingrained in them, this Emunah, that vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdoi, that emuna was planted in their heart, that from now on they will always be in a state of mind that they will trust in Hashem. So not not that they saw and then they had emuna for then. They saw and then emuna was in their heart from here on. Now interesting, Reb Schwab learns that when Moshe Rabbeinu held up his hands, it says, Vayihi Yadav Emuna, it was ingrained in them to remain faithful to that Yidia that they had at the time that they saw. And by Matan Torah also, where it says, V'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam, that what they saw at the time of Matan Torah, they remained faithful to that Yidia. By Avraham Avinu, where it says, V'hem min b'Hashem, he also remained ne'eman to the Yidia, and he continued in that Yidia. Now, the end of the Shira, Rabbi Isai, is Kiva Sus Paroi. Is that part of the Shira? Kiva Sus Paroi. Is that part of the Shira? Should you even say that? No. The Ramban says no. The Reb Schwab says it's not our minhag to say Kiva Sus Paroi. I didn't know that. But some people do say it, says Reb Schwab. So we got to look into whether we should say it or not. I know it's in the Siddur, but like we learned many times, what's in the Siddur is not a bearing on what you should say. Some say this pasuk is part of the Shira. And after that we say, why in the world do we say, Ki Lashem Hamelucha U'Moshe Bagoyim? Which is a pasuk in Tehillim. Why do we say the pasuk V'olu Moshiim b'Hartzion l'shpes avos Hashem hamlucha, which is a pasuk in Ovadia? Why do we say V'ya Hashem l'machal kol ha'aretz v'yema Hashem echad u'shma echad, which is a pasuk in Zechariah? Does anybody know why we're saying psukim in Tehillim and Ovadia and Zechariah? The answer is because we never thought about it in our entire life. That's the reason. But seriously, why do we say it? Reb Schwab says it's a punishment. Because Klal Yisrael said, Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vaed, He will reign. They should have said, Hashem Malach, He reigned. Why future? It's a tikkun. So now we have to say, Psukim Amalchiyos. We say, Kil Hashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim. V'alu Moshe Maratzim Yisrael Zesav. V'haya Hashem Lach. Now what's the difference between a Moshe and a Melech? This is interesting. Not like you're used to thinking. We always say a melech rules with the consent of the people, and a moishel rule dominates. He's a dictator. Says Reb Shab, it's a little different. Melech is milashon imlach, taking counsel. A melech rules with the counsel of the people he rules over, and he therefore wants to hear what they have to say and their advice and their direction. But a Moishel, he dominates without the Ratzin of the people. And the Moishel does what he wants without thinking about the opinion of the people. That's what they said to Yosef. HaMaloich Timachalenu? Or Imashal Timshalbanu? Which one do you want? Different than you're used to thinking. They wanted to know, what do you want, Yosef? The Ibn Ezra learns. HaMaloich Timachalenu A or B? Imashal Timshalbanu? God will reign over the Jewish people. But those who have not humbled themselves to Mekabas Omalchus, he will be Moshel. Then we say, that the Moshiim is the Melech HaMashiach and his friends. They are the Shiva Royim and the eight Nesichim. Behar Tzio and Lishperes Har Esav. Because so long as Esav has power, Hashem's kisei is not shalem. So we say, Kil Hashem amlucha u'moishel bagayim. Until Esav is dominated, Hashem is only moishel bagayim. But when we destroy Esav, v'oizel Hashem hamelucha on all of the world. That's what we're hoping for. That Hashem will be a melech not only over Yisrael, but over all the nations. Until then, he is u'moishel bagayim. But the day will come, and then we say a pasuk from Zechariah, that when Hashem squelches the final rebellion of Gog Magog, then by Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, by yoyma hu yi Hashem achadosh meyachad. Now, on that day, not only we will recognize that God's name is one, we will recognize even deeper Hashem Echad, that His essence is one. And then some add as follows. B'sayroscha kosav lemar shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, some people don't say Shema. They just say three psukim. That's the minhag of most kehilas. We add three psukim. We say, we say as follows. Kila Hashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim. V'alu Moshe Maratzim Yisrael Zahar Yisrael V'yisrael Hashem Amlucha. V'haya Hashem L'melech Tehillim Ovadia Zechariah. Some do not say Shema, but we once learned that the Maram Shik brought from the Chasam Sofer that there is a reason to say it. And Minog Ashkenaz, the old, authentic Minog Ashkenaz, was yes to say it. And that is because to say Shema in all four parts of davening, to say Shema in the Berachas Kriya Shema, in the end of Psukei Dezimra, in before Psukei Dezimra, and then perhaps at the end of Aleinu. Now, the Beis Yosef brings that we say Hashem's name 18 times. The thing is, from Vayosha and on, there are only 14 times. That's another reason we add these three psukim. because these three psukim give us another four names, and we're not counting Vayemahu Yia Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. But Rabbi Yisai, what I want to focus on just for one moment is these three psukim of Malchios, Ki Lashem HaMelucha Moshe Bagoyim, V'al Moshe Mezaretzion L'shpeh Hashem Melucha, Hashem LeMelech. Why are we focusing on Malchios? We're focusing on Malchios because this is the part of Sukkah Zimra of Vinam Lichicha. Okay? So the essence of this part of Sukkah Zimra is Vinam Lichicha. I would humbly add one more thing, that the beginning of Yishtabach is part of Vinam Lichicha. That's why Yishtabach begins, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkenu. So we say Malkenu also as part of Vinam Lichicha. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing Shabbos. Brach v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Shabbos from Detroit, Rabbi.
Oh, what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.